At any rate, joining us now in studio live is our friend Michael Monroe. Michael, thanks for coming in tonight.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm wonderful.
Good. So first thing I want to do, I know that you were in studio this past week.
Yes, twice in 1 week.
Were you? Yeah.
Well, I was outside,
that
actually.
That like the name of a song. Twice.
Yeah, I should work on that.
Yeah.
We were outside. It was kind of nice.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But at any rate, part of the Honor Membership Drive, and I want to thank you for doing that.
Yeah,
you're always
very,
very gracious with your time in terms of coming in and being a part of it. And you've kind of been almost part of this whole deal right from the start as well. Well,
it's been fun to be on the air with you guys.
It would be interesting to know the first time that you were ever on the Roadhouse.
Yeah. Well, it was definitely in the other little
room. It was in the
room.
Other studio. I remember that. I remember one show, Buck wasn't here for this, when you and Deb were the only two guests on the show that I had. Do you remember that?
Wow.
She was talking about life coaching,
yes,
and you were
that's
singing,
right.
And it was the only
yeah.
the two of you.
Yeah, we filled the hours.
Group. Yeah, we did. We did.
Deb loves to talk, so that works.
And you love to sing.
So I do.
It works out.
Mm-hmm.
It works out. And I also want to let folks know that you're... now, are you performing tonight? Are you playing any place tonight?
Yes, I'm at Bluefin tonight.
Oh, Bluefin.
Yeah.
All right. What time do you...
Yeah, 9 o'clock, 9 to 11.
Okay, so you'll have a little time when you get...
Yeah.
Done here. And yeah. then tomorrow at the Grand Marais Art Festival.
Yes, the Art Festival, 1230, right out there in
They've
the main...
They've got a stage down there in Harbor Park, I think it is.
Oh, yeah, oh, great.
So...
I mean, sometimes I have played without a stage, so...
Well, maybe there isn't a stage.
I don't know. We'll find out.
Well,
I'll make
whichever,
a stage.
Whichever. But, and I know that you've been doing that for a number of years as well.
Yeah.
Yeah,
the art fair and... always look forward to Fisherman's Picnic coming up, too.
Oh, right, yeah. right. Now, are you doing the art fair both days?
Yes.
Okay, so yep. both Saturday and Sunday,
12:30. On Saturday and Sunday, it's 12 o'clock.
Okay, sounds mm-hmm. good. But, most importantly, tonight at the Roadhouse.
Tonight,
at least
here
right now,
at the Roadhouse.
Most importantly.
And you know what? We have a really full weekend. We're doing a log cabin concert, too, Saturday night.
Oh, are you really?
Really.
Deb likes to, it's good routing. I mean, it's all in the same, you
town.
Know, 20 miles.
Well, yeah, you got to go down to Bluefin, but better than running down to the Cedar Cultural Center and then back up
yes.
the next day.
Yeah, I have done that.
But that's a lot of performing.
A lot of singing.
In a few short days.
Mm-hmm.
What's it, is that a problem? I mean, do you get to, is it a problem physically with your voice, but even just from that's being on too much. From your own standpoint, I mean.
No, my voice feels great. The more I sing, it's like a muscle for me, and as long as I keep hydrated and don't get too tired, my voice feels good when I sing a lot.
Uh-huh.
But by the fifth gig in 2 days or 3 days, I do start wondering. Now, did I already play this song? For these people, how many times have I sung that verse? So that does require some focus, yes.
Now, you brought up something else, because a couple of weeks ago, Helen and I went over to a Big Top Chautauqua to hear Emmy Lou Harris.
Oh, yeah.
And she's singing a song, I don't remember the name of the song or which one it was, but it was one that she's performed for years and years, and she's singing along, and she says, even now I still forget the verses, and she just kind of hummed to herself for a while until she said, oh yeah, there it comes around. Does that ever happen to you, where you just go blank and don't remember?
Or I sing a funny word. I'm sometimes it's automatic. I try to stay present as much as possible, because that's the best part of it, when you're really in the song totally.
Sure.
But there are times when my mind drifts, or I'm listening to somebody's conversation if there is one happening, and I just totally space out the chord or the verse or whatever.
You know, and it's it reminds me of when I've done plays here in the community. You can be saying your lines. I can be saying my lines and thinking about something totally different.
Yeah, when you've done it enough.
And
I've
never realized that you can do two different things at one time, and that's not always a good thing.
Yeah, well.
Multitasking is not always a good thing.
We have a big brain, you know. And
yeah.
Sometimes
you guys
it
might.
Works.
Well, anyway. Well, have you been working on anything new? CD or anything?
I got this grant to do a DVD of my performances and some interview kind of stuff about the solar and the guitars and...
Interviews, not on the Roadhouse?
Well, not yet. I mean, we could include that. That's a good idea.
We could.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we want to cover the Log Cabin concerts, and we want to cover the different performing venues that I do. So I have a lot of footage right now, and I'm going to add a little bit more footage. And I've got a great interview with David Seaton, and we're going to put all that together and make a DVD all about me. Yeah.
Is that the name of the DVD, All About Me?
No, I think it's going to be called The Life of My Time.
Oh, I see.
It's a line from one of my new songs.
Yeah. So now, obviously, if you make a CD, everybody knows, you know, okay, you have a concert and you sell the CD and people buy it. And the DVD for basically the same game kind of a thing, buy a DVD of Michael's.
Yeah. Well, we'll probably do some kind of release deal. It might not be till spring, but yeah.
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 So have you been working on some new stuff for that?
Yeah, there's a couple of, I've got a couple of new songs that I wrote over the last year, some that I've played for you guys. I think I played both of them already for the lottery song and the one, Did You Ever Think of Me, the ballad.
Yes.
So those will be on that DVD before they make it to an album, unless I get like a flurry of writing going on this fall and I quickly release an album first.
Did You Ever Think of Me was the one that you wrote about Michael Johnson's daughter.
Yeah.
Yeah, and him reconnecting with
her. Yeah.
That was a beautiful song.
Oh,
well,
thanks.
Enough talking about the songs. What do you want to start with?
I was going to reach back a little bit and do something from one of my earlier albums. This is from my Twice in One Day album. It's sort of a jazz-flavored song, and I don't do a lot of that anymore. But I have a few songs from that first album, the second album, that I'd like to bring out. Maybe just a... Is this one on? Yes. Yep. This thing on? All right. Maybe just a little more guitar would be nice for me. There we go. Oops, it was in tune when I bought it. Well, ever since we've been together, I can think about just one thing. It's forbidden fruit from the garden. It's the thing that makes me sing. You know I've tasted every kind of sweet from the tree, but I just can't seem to get enough of you and me. Meal of the month club will have to do without me. Now that I've found my kiwi fruit, no other juicy fruit will do. I used to like the tangerine and the mango sweet, but only kiwi fruit makes my meals complete. Only my kiwi fruit. Only my kiwi fruit will do. Only my kiwi fruit. Only my kiwi fruit will do. Well, in the morning when I wake up after 12 next to you, I've got to find my breakfast served complete. Bring me kiwi fruit and please hold the meat. When my icebox is bare, nothing can compare to my kiwi fruit. There's no substitute. I'm gonna stay under the covers till you bring me my kiwi fruit. Only my kiwi fruit will do. Only my kiwi fruit. Only my kiwi fruit will do. What about a booty, beady, beady, doo da, boo da, ba do, ba da, boom, do, da, do, da, do, da, do, da, do, 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 do. Now that I've found my kiwi fruit, no other juicy fruit will do. I used to like the tangerine and the mango sweet, but only kiwi fruit makes my meals complete. Now that I've found my kiwi fruit, no other juicy fruit will do. I used to like Carmen Miranda's peaches best, but the kiwi fruit tastes better than all the rest. Only my kiwi fruit. Only my kiwi fruit, loo. Only my kiwi fruit. Only my kiwi fruit will do. Only my kiwi fruit. Only my kiwi fruit will do. Only my kiwi fruit. Only my kiwi fruit.
Hmm. Very nice. Is that, what do they call that, scat?
Yeah.
What you were doing in the middle of that tune?
You can use that if you do forget lyrics. Actually, just start zinging around till something comes into your head that's intelligible.
Rolls around. Now, you mentioned, very nice, by the way, really.
Thanks.
Great song. I'd forgotten that one. But you said that's something that you don't do much of anymore. And obviously, you're very good at it. Is it just because it doesn't interest you, or what happens when you decide, I'm not going to do that anymore?
Well, I don't really decide it. As I get new material, sometimes older stuff falls by the wayside for a while.
Uh-huh.
And it's still, for the most part, in my brain. And I can pull them out when I get requests from people who have my first or second album that haven't heard me for a while. I can pull that out. And then days like today, like Deb and I were saying, what should we do? You know, what song should I do? And that one just popped into our minds. Mm. And like, that'd be fun because we haven't done it on the Roadhouse for a while. And
mm-hmm.
and so I get into a mood sometimes. I'll do a whole first set of jazz and pop jazz stuff.
Yeah.
And it's nice to have that repertoire. I remember when I was getting started in music, it was tough to have enough songs to make it through a night, you know, without repeating something. And now it's a nice problem that I, when I'm doing my newer stuff, I just have to remember that there's that other stuff I should bring out.
Yeah. Now, when you do a gig, like tomorrow or tonight at Bluefin, or whether it's tomorrow or wherever, do you know ahead of time all the songs that you're going to do?
I haven't a clue.
Really?
Yeah, I don't have a clue. I tend to run certain songs together, and I think I have an idea of what I might want to start with, and then I get there and I go with what the feeling of the room is. If the room is kind of wild and crazy,
loud and boisterous,
well, high energy,
like
yeah, like here, high energy kind of people, then I'll maybe kick it off with more high energy, and if it's a mellow crowd, I'll start mellow and work it up.
Uh huh. And do you, as you perform, have asked other performers this too? Do you then maybe kind of change sometimes what you thought you might be doing based on the feel of the room? And I have to assume that as a musician, and maybe this is something you can train yourself at, I don't know, but as a musician, because I've heard other people say the same thing, that you must be able to feel something from a quote-unquote room that most of the rest of us mortals don't.
I tune into it for sure, and I think everybody feels it to a degree of like how they feel in the place, if they feel like energized or what a peaceful evening this is, and music contributes to that, but it also feeds off of what's going on with the audience.
So, and I don't mean this to go in a negative way, but have you ever had the experience where you come into it and you're getting a negative, for whatever reason, feeling from the room where you think, I don't think I even want to be playing tonight?
They've
already been at the bar way too long.
Back in my bar days, because right now Bluefin is the only quote bar, you know, and it's a pretty nice, hard to even call it a bar. It's an establishment. But when I did bars years ago, there were nights I'd say, why am I doing this? You know, because it was really hard to capture anybody's attention because they were all into whatever they were into, whether it would be the drinking or the getting rowdy or picking somebody up.
Whatever goes along with that,
And sometimes, a lot of times, I did learn how to just take control of the room and just start talking to people until they start listening to me and then hit them over the head with something that they have to listen to. And sometimes that means a very quiet song.
Sure. Because
then if they're being really loud, they go,
guess we're being too loud. We're visiting with Michael Monroe, who will be performing tonight at 9 o'clock at Bluefin Bay, and then tomorrow and Sunday at at the Grand Marais Art Fair. And you also mentioned your Log Cabin concert. And for those who are perhaps visiting, maybe the first time up here, or have not been, talk about your Log Cabin concerts, what they are. And
it's a thing we've been doing for the last 7 years. I did home concerts before that in other people's homes. And then when we found this place close to Grand Marais, we thought, wow, we could do shows here, and we could have people at our house for. And it's a beautiful log cabin. It's not a huge mammoth thing, but it's a very intimate setting. And we started doing it, and it's just been a huge success. People love the intimacy of the room, getting to know 30 to 60 other people, depending on the night. Mm-hmm. And I've increased my fan base just from people who see a poster and think, well, that sounds like fun.
Yeah.
And we've had people from all over the world there.
That's amazing.
It's really very cool. And the synchronous things that happen, people who own the same home, but at different times, will be talking to, oh, do you used to live on that street? Oh, so did I. What
You're
was the
kidding.
Address? That was my house.
Is that right?
Yeah, stuff like that happening. And people who know each other, the 6 degrees of separation turns into like 1 or 2 degrees.
Yeah.
It's just been really wonderful. And people can make reservations by calling me 387-2919. 218-387-2919. Or go on to our website, and there's information there. Michael Monroe Music.
Important. MichaelMonroeMusic.com.
Mm-hmm.
And is the one for tomorrow night sold out?
No, but it's getting there.
Okay.
Yeah,
so if they,
we have a nice crowd.
2919.
Yeah.
387-2919 if you're interested. So, and how many of those a year do you have?
Well, it's increased. This is the fourth one in a row, weekend in a row we've done.
Oh, you're kidding.
This time around, this time of year. There's a lot of people up, and it works. And in the fall, sometimes we do.
Those have got to be, just from a wear and tear standpoint, those have got to be the greatest gig you do. You don't have to go anywhere, and you're in bed before anybody else is barely out of the driveway.
Except that we have to clean the house.
Well, true. All right.
I mean, we wouldn't have to, but we kind of like to present an image.
I have to assume that once in a while you'd do that anyway.
Well, that's kind of why we'd. And what's cool is this New Year's, for the fifth year in a row, Michael Johnson is joining us, and we're going to do 4 nights. Claudia Schmidt's going to join me the first 2 nights.
Oh,
and
my gosh.
Then Michael Johnson the second 2 nights. And Claudia joined us this spring for the first time. So we're branching into just a few more guest artists from time to time.
You may have to be looking for a log home concert, not a log cabin.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it's been suggested you should have this in a bigger venue. And
this is the point.
It wouldn't be a log cabin concert then. It would be the ACA concert.
Yeah, there you go. What's next?
Oh, well, I thought a summer song. Would be a good idea. And this is one I wrote back in the 80s. It was in the 80s. And it's the title cut from my very first album, a Summer Rain album. And it's called Summer Rain.
Ah, title cut.
From the Department of Redundancy Department, yes. Sweet, wasn't it? Let's try that. There it is. Our love is like scattered showers. We're never quite out of the rain. They say it makes the flowers grow, but flowers never show the pain. But you do. And I know that you're never quite out of my mind. And it keeps on raining. Summer under clouds of joy and pain, and we're never quite out of the the rain. Why am I always searching for those sunny skies? And why do I curse the weather when the rain is in my own eyes? In your eyes, I wouldn't trade them for a thousand sunny days. And it keeps on raining, summer rain. Our love is summer rain. We walk under clouds of joy and pain, and we're never quite out.
We're getting wet, Bob.
That's beautiful. That's good. Thanks for doing that one.
Thanks.
You know, you've done two tonight that are just really special, I think. That, you know, as early as that one is for you, that I think I like that one as much as anything you've ever done.
Oh, thanks.
It really is just a great song.
Thanks. I do bring that one out pretty often.
Yeah, that's very nice. Now, you mentioned earlier that when you were talking about the DVD that you're doing,
yeah,
you've written a couple of songs over the past year. Perhaps not as it, well, I guess I wanted to talk about your writing. And do you write as much now as you did before? And when you don't write as much, is it due to the fact that you're performing more and therefore just don't have the time? Or is it just it's just not there?
Sometimes it's just not there. But I am performing a lot this summer. And but that's, you know, it's a, in a sense, it's a discipline, only in that I just have to stick myself in the room and just start playing with something.
Is that right?
Yeah. And when I've got a lot of other stuff going on, that tends to be like a last on the list. And when I get focused and say, I just really need to do some writing, then I do block out time and say, I'm just going to write, make some music happen.
And when you draw, when you do that, what do you draw on, Michael? What do you, you know?
Whatever's going on at the moment.
Oh, okay.
Or sometimes I've got a bunch of ideas kind of written down and, mm-hmm. and stuff I've sung to myself on the trail, ideas that that just need to be fleshed out. And so I can start there. and hopefully recapture the inspiration that made me make that note or sing that melody.
Mm-hmm.
But really, it is funny because I lead songwriting workshops and stuff with kids and stuff, and I go into it saying, "Wow, I haven't written anything in a year," and I'm doing a songwriting workshop. And but I have written like 60 songs in my life, and that's not a you know 5,000 like some writers will do. But some people are focused on as though. Songwriters, and some are focused as performers and songwriters.
Yeah.
And that definitely takes a lot of the energy.
Oh, sure.
The performing part.
Sure.
And it's another creative art, like when you're talking about working with an audience, that
yeah.
is something that develops over the years, too.
I'm sure that's true. And it's interesting that you use that word. It is a discipline. And so, therefore, sometimes you just have to make yourself do it.
Yep. Or Deb gets out the whip. And I like it when she does that.
We have, I think we've got time for another one, and we're changing attires now. We're going to the mini.
Yep, the mini me, the baby snow leopard.
Yeah.
Beautiful tenor guitar that David built for me. And I thought I'd go back to one of my standards about loving the North Shore, which this time of year, it's like
how
heaven
can you not?
For me. Yeah, I hiked Cascade the last couple of days, and it's just been wonderful.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks for having me on, you guys.
Thank you for being here.
Anytime.
In the woods, built it ourselves because we could. And when we were done, we said it was good. We wanted to live the simple life. I gather wood right off our land, split it for fire with my own hands. Draw my water from the spring when I can, also we can live the simple life. I just couldn't live in the city. There's way too many roads and not enough trees. I can only take it for a day or two, then it's back to the simple life. I was brought up at the edge of town, one foot on pavement, one on ground. Crowded days at school spun my head around, so I'd hurry home to my simple life. Now I can't seem to give up one or the other. The city's my work, the woods my lover, so I'll go between the two forever, as long as I can live my simple life. I just couldn't live in the city. There's way too many people and not enough solitude. I can only take it for a day or two, then it's back to the simple life. There's way too many buildings and not enough air to breathe. I can only take it for a day or two, then it's back to the simple life. So now I find my music in the woods, in between chores of water and wood. And then I pack up my songs of string on, bring you a taste of my simple life. You know it's all inside our heads. No matter what we do or where we make our bed, as long as we are loving and we're fed, anyone can live a simple life. Anyone can live a simple life. I just want to live a simple life.
Michael Monroe here on the Roadhouse. Michael, thanks so much for coming in tonight.
My
it's
pleasure.
Always a joy to have you here. It really is.
Thanks, you guys.
Thank you, Michael.
It's a treat. Thanks for being part of the North Shore, too.
Hey, it's a pleasure.